following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge family? This is Pastor David here with another rendition of our Refuge Daily. I want to personally welcome you to the Refuge Daily studio, or as my wife would call it, our dining room area, where we've been for quite some time as I've been shooting these here in the comfort of my home here. But hey, I wanted to bring an encouragement. I'm thinking this is going to be a little bit shorter than the ones I do, and so that I'm going to try to hold myself accountable to that. And so I just want to jump right into this. Myself, I'm the high school pastor, the junior high pastor, Noah Short, Jonathan Trask, who is our family pastor and also the children's ministry director, and then Chase Acuna, who is our young adults and our outreach pastor. And we make up at Refuge what we call Refuge Family Ministries, or RFM. And really, actually, I want to read this for you. The purpose that we have, and Jonathan Trask, I'm sure if you guys have tuned in before, he's talked about these things. But the very purpose of RFM, the Refuge Family Ministries, is this. It says, we partner with families in the development of Christ-like disciples, and we do this by helping them grow, the disciples, and apply spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in all areas of life. And so really, one of the key things right there in the very beginning, we partner with families, right? That's what we want to do. We want to partner with you guys, right? Because we understand that you guys have, if we want to maximize the possibility or the opportunity of discipleship, we need to understand that we need to partner with you guys as well. And then we have our values. And I really want to highlight one of these values and really get into what I want to talk about today. But I'm going to read all of them. We value the Word, right? We value the Word of God as it points to the God of the Word. We value relationships, or we value loving and connecting with one another. We value Christ-centered character. So we value growing in humility, wisdom, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and the unity of the Spirit. We value stewardship, or we value making the most of what God has given us for His purposes. And this last one right here, we value openness. And this is something I've spoke about before. We value being open with God, ourselves, and others. And this is the value that I want to highlight right now. The value of openness, being open with God, ourselves, and others. Yesterday and today, actually, Noah and myself are attending a youth conference. It's called the Youth Exchange Conference. It's put on by this ministry called Orange. They're phenomenal. They're all about discipleship, about family. They're phenomenal ministry. Really good resource. But Noah and I are attending this conference. And they called it, an exchange for a reason. Now, usually when you go to a conference or a youth conference or any conference for that matter, usually you sit down, you listen to people talk, and that was an amazing session. And then you go to the next session, right? And maybe there's a breakout group that you can go into, and it's, some different topics. The reason why they called it a youth ministry exchange or the youth exchange conference is because after the main sessions, they would put us in little meeting rooms in Zoom, and we would then talk to people that we have no idea who they are, right? They're all people that signed up for this conference, obviously. So after I listened to some really, really, really timely stuff, be it in this political season that we're in right now, still in this COVID season, still in this craziness going on, right? After Noah and I listened to a couple of these sessions, we found ourselves in a Zoom breakout room with about 15 other people. And the really cool thing about this conference, you have people from all, from all different walks of life. I was talking to a guy from I think it was Kansas. I was talking to two people from Canada. Some other person that was in California, all kind of dispersed in Missouri, all kind of dispersed throughout the United States and even beyond the United States. And the thing that was so amazing about it is you have people that aren't just non-denominational or evangelical believers, but you had people that were of different denominations, but they all came to this conference, right? Under the same with the same idea of like, we just want to know how to love our students better. We want to know how to make the gospel more real to our students. And so it was so awesome just to sit and to talk with these different youth pastors. Some of them had been in ministry for such a long time, right? And me, I've been at Refuge now for 3.5, almost 4 years. And so, man, I still want to be somebody who's learning, right? I want to be a constant, lifelong learner. Anyways, let's get back to the value of openness. One of the questions that they asked in this breakout group was, what were some of the challenges that we saw as youth pastors in this COVID era, right? When the lockdowns happened, like, tell us how that was for you, right? And really, as everybody was going around and as they were sharing their different experiences of when they got, you know, locked down, and some of their lock and, you know, stay at home orders were a little bit longer than some of ours. You know, some of the people were like, I legitimately didn't come out of my house for weeks. Like, we just didn't leave the house at all. And I was hearing their different struggles personally, in their home life, their family life, right? The toll that it took financially for some of them, you know, family losing jobs and loss of income, right? Some of these people had death of family members in this time, right? And all of that, you know, you've got all that stuff going on. And then on top of that, you have ministry, you have kids, right? Youth in my life, it would be the high school students where I'm like, man, I love these kids and I want to connect with them, but God, how do I do this? How do I do it well? I couldn't open up to a church history manual and go, okay, when was the last time that COVID hit, right? I want to see what the church did then. And it's like, it was uncharted, completely uncharted. So as I was hearing different people speak, I got to tell you, I was so insanely encouraged. Now here's where this value of openness comes in. When you are open, as we stated, right? And when you are open with God, yourself, and with others, I got to say, encouragement like follows that. Wherever you're at in life, if you're open with God, right? If you're real with God, like real, God knows it all together, right? You might as well be real with Him. When you are open with God, and then you're open with yourself, right? And you guys know what I mean by that. Sometimes there are things that we don't even want to acknowledge to ourselves because we're afraid to hear ourselves say whatever that is, right? I struggle with this. I don't want to say it. I just want to keep pushing that conviction down. As soon as you are open with God first, open with yourself, and then you translate that and you be open with other people, let me tell you what happens. Good ministry and Jesus moments happen. As I was sharing and as I was hearing these different pastors share their just struggles over the past 8 months, 9 months, I was so encouraged. And after I shared all my, you know, my ups and my downs over this past year, they were encouraged as well. It really reminded me of this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. It says, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Only God can write this. Only God can do this, right? Let me break it down. I go through something. Let's say this, whoever's watching. You go through something. It was terrible. Maybe it was even traumatic. It was difficult. It was hard, right? You go through something. You're going to go through a process. Sometimes it takes longer than other people, but you're going to go through this process. But the Lord is going to bring you through that. Why? Because He is faithful to you. Because He loves you, right? Because He's a God who is faithful to His own. So you can be sure that even if you're starting right here and you feel like you got a mile to go to get here, you better believe that God will get you through it because that is who He is. There are times where we're like, God, I feel like I can't hold on. And God's like, I got you though. Like, stop worrying. I have you. right? I have you. And so when you are open with God, when you have these moments and you're open with God, you're open with yourself, and it translates being open with others, right? You go through things. It's going to be terribly hard. But at the end of that time frame, God will comfort you in it. Sometimes we think God's going to bring comfort because that means that the trial or whatever's going on is done. Let me say something. That's not always the case. Sometimes God meets you and comforts you in the midst of the storm, right? And God doesn't promise, hey, you know, if you believe in me, I'm going to take you out of the storm. No, 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 no. God promises he will provide a place for you in the storm, right? So God says, I will comfort you. And then this is the blessing. This is the encouragement of this value of openness. Because I comforted you, you then can use the comfort in the situation that you are in. And you're probably going to find somebody else in life. God will probably bring somebody else in your life who has gone through something similar, and you've walked through it, and God has supplied you with this comfort, right? And you're going, oh my gosh, like, I can tell this person about how God ministered to me and gave me comfort. And what do you do? The thing that you, that situation that you prayed to be out of, right? The situation that God met you in and comforted you in, you then take that, and almost like a baton, you pass it to that person. And then they receive the same comfort in which God comforted you. Now, I get pumped up about this, right? As I said, I'm the high school pastor, and I've been open with my high schoolers. I think I've been open with you guys before. I've struggled with depression for a very long time. It's on and off. I mean, in high school and in my early college years, I struggled very badly, and I prayed often, God, would you please take this from me? Would you please take this? Would you please take it? Would you please take it? It never went away. I never understood why until God brought me to be the high school pastor here at Refuge. And the amount of students that I have talked to that deal with this debilitating at times depression that's not based on circumstances, right? Because sometimes it's based on circumstances and other times it's not. Other times it's just like whether it be a chemical imbalance or something, sometimes it's not. But I felt like I finally got my answer to the prayer. When students have come up to me and I'm like, God, okay, you've comforted me in my depression. Now let me comfort them with the same comfort you sent me. I realized in a fresh way today as I was just sitting with these guys online talking to, you know, homie from Canada and, you know, this person from Kansas and from Missouri, and we're just sharing life, being open with God, being open with ourselves, and then having the license to be safe and just go, you know what? The gospel has freed me from pretending to be, you know, something I am not. I am going to be open with them. And when we did that, not just me, but when I did that, and this whole room of 15 guys and girls did that, I got to say there was nothing but encouragement. And it just reminded me, man, like, when we are open, right? Use discernment, by the way. Don't just like, I'm going to be open to the, you know, this guy over here. You know, I've never even met him before. And, you know, or maybe I don't know. Use discernment, right? But when we choose to be open with God, with ourselves and with others, good ministry happens and Jesus moments follow. I was so encouraged today. And I just want to encourage you with that, guys. Maybe there's things in your life where you feel like, man, you know, that's a part of my testimony that I don't really feel like sharing. It's embarrassing. Let me tell you something. God has saved you radically. There are things in your life, there's parts of your story that need to be told. Why? Because God has saved you from that. And there's somebody else, possibly in the church, possibly just waiting to hear, I've been there too. You share that and you be open with them, and what's going to happen is that person's going to be encouraged because, oh my God, I'm not alone. And then you will be encouraged because you'll go, God, I can't believe you have redeemed that in my life to bring encouragement in somebody else's life. Openness. We value being open with God, ourselves, and others. Refuge family, I pray that this wouldn't just be a value here in our family ministry at Refuge, but I pray this would be a value that you guys adopt into your family as well. Let me pray for you guys. Actually, let me pray for myself too, right? We always need it. Father, I thank you that you're a God who is not far off, You're a God who does not hide his face from his people. Lord, you are here. You are with us. God, you are so with us. When we don't feel you, you're with us. When we don't understand you, you're with us. God, in this season right now of political tension, you're with us. In this season of racial unrest, you are with us. God, in this season of all these questions of God, how long is all this stuff going to go on, right? We hear the stuff that happened just in Nigeria. We hear the stuff that's going on everywhere. God, how long is this stuff going to go on? And yet, Lord, you are still here. You are with us, Jesus, at all times. Father, thank you for that truth. Thank you for, securing this reality for us by the cross. Thank you for that. Lord, would you just fill us with your Spirit? Help us be courageous and brave that we may be open with you, with ourselves, and with others, Lord, that you may be glorified. We thank you. We love you. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Refuge family, I said it would be short. I'm sorry. I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.